Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Germana Community College, our focus this morning. We welcome Diana Merkel, the chair of Germana's Cybersecurity and Computer Science Department, and Sharon McPherson here also. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Diana, I haven't seen you in a long time. Good morning to you.
Thank you. I miss coming here, and happy to be back.
Good to have you here, and glad that schedules and everything worked out. It's always good to talk computer stuff with you, and we'll talk with you again soon about the world we live in, and it's a big issue. But Germana has had some big announcements in the cybersecurity field in the last little bit.
Yeah, we've been working very hard over the last couple of years to be a center of academic excellence as recognized by the Department of Homeland Security and the National Security Agency. There are many, many hoops we had to jump through, but they were very important because what it means to our students is if they want a job with the NSA or they want a job with DHS, they will understand that Germana students have the knowledge, the skills, and the abilities to do the work that the NSA and DHS need.
This designation, there are just a few schools that have this designation, right?
Correct. Sharon did a little research this morning, and she could probably speak to that.
Well, that's true. Right now, around the country, there are probably about 7,000 four-year and two-year colleges nationwide. 272 of those institutions currently have this designation, which means that Germana is joining less than 4% of all institutions nationwide to get this Center of Excellence designation. This is a big deal.
This is huge, because as you gave that number, 272 out of what, seven? You said 7,000.
7,000.
I thought, boy, that's 4 or 5% there. Mm-hmm. So, wow.
And I get to go to Phoenix in November to accept our certificate, along with the other 13 colleges and universities that were designated this year. So I will be among the elite.
Well, Diana, this is something you've been working on now, I know, for a few years. Since I've known you, this has been something we have talked about and just kind of talked about on the surface, but I knew that there were things going on and things that you were doing.
Yes, and you use the word surface appropriately because this is not a surface type of activity. It does take a couple of years. It has the NSA and DHS will review all of the material that's taught in the program. It will review the activities that the faculty and administration do outside of the program. And it not only shows that we train our students appropriately, but as an institution, we take cybersecurity very seriously and apply the appropriate best practices internally and teach that externally.
For the student that's interested in getting involved with this, what are some of the courses, what do they need to take to be able to get this certification?
Well, we encourage students to take the first 15 credits when they come in, if they can attend full-time. Otherwise, if they're part-time students, then a couple of courses from that list. It would be a general computer applications course, then moving on to a programming course called software design. They would also take a networking course, such as our first Cisco course. They would take a course that has the same learning outcomes as the CompTIA Security Plus industry certification, which is widely regarded as being a good starting point for professionals in cybersecurity. And then they would, you know, look at other general courses as they move on in their education.
It's worth, for the person who's interested in this, it's worth, I guess, going to germana.edu and looking at the course offerings. I mean, just the courses you were just mentioning, I was just thinking, I would have never guessed that I could get those courses at Germana.
Absolutely, and some of them could be taken one at a time and be used for preparation for these industry certifications. And we now have a new program at Germana. Students who hold these industry certifications can come into Germana and apply to get credit for the work that they've already done. So they can get a degree much faster than other colleges and universities might allow.
These are jobs that are, that there's a need for these jobs, aren't there? There are a lot of these positions that are out there that need to be filled.
As of today, there are 35,000 unfilled cybersecurity jobs in Virginia, according to cyberseek.org. And of those 35,000, 20% can be filled by a person who has an associate's degree. Mm-hmm. So that's still a lot of jobs that need people who are going to be ethical, the people who want to learn about new things every day because cyber changes every day, about people who want to work in collaborative ways with other people. And people in the industry don't have to come from a geeky, you know, programming or computer background. 70% of the people in cybersecurity right now came from another discipline, such as marketing or sociology mm-hmm. or theater arts. So there are a lot of opportunities.
It's problem solving with technology. So if you like puzzles,
yeah.
if you like to solve problems, if you have the dedication and the determination to try to figure out a solution to something, think outside of the box, cybersecurity and computer science are definitely the degrees that you want to look at. As Diana was saying, you know, in Northern Virginia, 35,000 jobs. Northern Virginia is one of the top three cyber centers in the entire nation. When you look at over 10% of the top companies that are using technology, in Northrop Grumman, you're looking at all of the smaller companies are located and have a presence in Northern Virginia. So this is a great starting point for people that want to even go beyond Northern Virginia later on when they want to expand in their careers, because currently there are over 300,000 jobs nationwide that they can't fill.
Boy, and when Diana just talked about the people that are coming back and getting these degrees, because I would have always thought, well, then I guess, you know, to qualify for this, you have to be the, you know, the geeky kind of computer person. But as you talk, I mean, you talked about all fields there. Mm-hmm. That really opens it up.
And Germana offers a career study certificate for people who already hold a degree but might want to come in and change their career. If their employer or their current position has openings for this, I would strongly recommend coming in for that few courses that will get them jump-started into a great degree in cybersecurity.
Sharon, you're at the Stafford campus. How did you get involved in all of this?
Well, through Diana, of course. Diana and I met several years ago when we were facilitating training for some AP computer science teachers, and we were doing a Virginia block, four counties, I think we did, mm-hmm. Diana, of teachers. And at that time, I was teaching computer science and cybersecurity at Colonial Forge High School, and as a high school teacher. And in that interim, Diana kept saying, well, Sharon, you know, you really should come over to Diana, you know, and teach with me at Germana. And
yeah.
So last year I was fortunate enough to get a fellowship at the National Science Foundation, and during that time I finished up a couple courses, and it was fortuitous. A job opening came up and I applied, and I was fortunate enough to be able to be selected to teach there, and I'm thrilled to be here.
We're glad to have you here. We're talking about Germana Community College and a couple of topics this morning. Diana Merkel here, Sharon McPherson here. We will be back in just a second and continue this on News Talk 1230 WFVA. News Talk 1230 WFVA. We are talking to Germanna Community College this morning, and what is going on with cybersecurity and computer science. One of the things, as far as you'd mentioned to me beforehand, Diana, that with a computer science degree, that the computer science degree that you can get at Germanna is also transferable to George Mason.
Germanna has a few options for students. Those who want to go out into the workforce immediately can take a course here or there, either through workforce or for credit. They can go ahead and get a career study certificate, or they can get a full associate's degree and then go and work somewhere. They can also, with that associate's degree, return to a four-year university and keep going in their education. But for students who intend to go to a four-year school immediately, our computer science degree is a place where they can start and finish at some of the top universities in the nation, such as George Mason, the George Washington University, University of Richmond, VCU, University of Virginia. And that would be a degree that is a science degree, and it would have a computer science specialization. And those courses would transfer easily into those top universities.
Wow, this what you've been able to put together at Germanna, Diana, is a unique situation, and it's for this area. We're fortunate to have this.
We are, and we need it because we have made an effort as a state and with the governor's leadership to be sure that we can support all the technology that's coming into the state. One of the big players, of course, is Amazon. There are going to be 25,000 new jobs in the Arlington area and all the support staff that's needed for that facility. And we need to train people up in all kinds of ways, not just the computer scientists who are going to be designing the next biggest deal in computers, but also Germanna will train the security guards that protect those warehouses that hold all the servers that make the internet happen.
That's right. You got to start with physical security when you start with anything.
Correct. And in our area, 70% of the internet, all internet worldwide traffic, goes through Northern Virginia.
Really?
70% of the world's internet traffic goes through Northern Virginia.
I never realized
that. Those are all those low data center warehouses that are up there, and those are expanding. They're expanding into the Germanna region, and we're training people up so that they can work not only on their computers as programmers, but also in those data centers and handle all that equipment and troubleshoot and so on. There are many, many ways that a person can get into the field.
And part of that, Ted, comes from when you think of you go, wow, it's just a huge, amount of internet traffic. Think of the amount of data centers that we have in Northern Virginia.
Yeah.
Northern Virginia is a huge data center hub now, so that's not really surprising when you think about it, but I didn't even realize it was that big. That's huge.
Wow, and to be right on the doorstep and to be able to take these courses, wow, is this even bigger than you even imagined, or is this kind of what you were hoping for?
Well, we anticipated, and the goal with the internet is that it is fully redundant, meaning that if anything were to happen, a hurricane or power outages or whatever, the internet would still work throughout the world, so that most of the traffic goes through there, but there are many backup locations and so on that can keep it going.
Yep. And with the Internet of Things, they're predicting within the next 5 years, there's going to be an average of 26 devices per person, and that's per person in the entire population of the world. That tells you how many devices that are going to be connected to the Internet. Will be connected, and that is a pretty incredible system to have the redundancy that it can scale to that size.
I think if our listeners were to take a moment and think about what they're connected to the internet through at this time, they would think about their home computer, their laptop, maybe the tablet in their bag, their cell phone, their car,
their refrigerator.
The refrigerator, their Ring doorbell, the camera that's taking a picture of them, waiting for that light to change, right? All of those things are connected to the internet. And with the advent of 5G wireless technology, the Internet of Things will definitely become the way that we're going to live our lives.
I was going to say, there's not going to be any less of this. This is going to continue on.
Correct. We will have monitoring of all kinds of things, including that toothpaste tube. When you're out, the pharmacy will know it, or you know, the drugstore will be able to ship you one because you're almost out and you won't even have to worry about ordering it.
And we're on our way there now. We have smart refrigerators that can tell you when you're out of milk, that can tell you when you're out of things. So we're already well on the way there.
We're talking Germanic Community College this morning. Sharon McPherson here, and Diana Merkel with the cybersecurity program. So, Diana, one of the things you mentioned a few minutes ago, and this is something that we always talk about when you come in, you use the word ethics, and I know that's a big thing. You talk about that. You know, anybody interested in getting involved in this or looking at this as a field, you got to have strong ethics.
Yes, if you don't have strong ethics, how can you ask employers to trust you? You are looking at the material, the private issues within an organization such as Germana, or you're looking at employee emails to make sure that there's nothing in there that might create a virus situation. So you have to be able to be a person of integrity. And you also have to be a person who likes to learn. This is an ever-changing field. If you are not constantly reading, listening to the radio, watching television, getting your blogs, and finding out what's new and what attacks are being threatened, then you're going to be behind the curve.
And we go back to, with the internet, there's so many online courses that are available that it's very easy, with a little bit of effort, to keep up. You can't be an expert in everything, but you can choose the fields and the areas that you're interested in when you're going forward. The interesting thing that Diana was talking about when you're looking at cybersecurity as a whole and ethics as a whole, and a lot of the online cyber, not only publications, but in a lot of the TED Talks, you'll see that ethics is the big issue for 2019 in technology and in cybersecurity. That is where the focus is, and that's where they want the focus in our courses as well, because we have to remind our students as they're going forward, you know, that this is their integrity is a huge part of what they are bringing to their employers in this field.
What would you suggest as far if someone's interested, or if it's a parent's listening and thinking there's a lot of openings here and this is something I want my kids to start looking into? Any type of courses to take, or just is it worth coming by and talking to somebody at Germana, one of you two, about this might be a field I'm interested in? What kind of path do you suggest?
I would recommend that any student, any potential student, come by and enroll in a Germana program. And when they enroll, they can choose to take one or two of these courses and decide if that's going to be the area that they're interested in. And if not, the courses that we recommend for the first semester become part of their transfer program. And at that point, they could decide, well, maybe I'm more interested in history, or maybe I'm more interested in police science. So the courses will apply toward that as well. It's a great way to dip your toe in the water and see where it leads.
And another thing to remember when you're looking at the broadening of the type of people and the interest of people going into this field, organizations like the National Science Foundation have been pushing in a broadening participation in computer science and cybersecurity for the last several years to get more people of different backgrounds interested in pursuing this, because you have to, when you look at today's technology, computer science and the technology behind it really are the literacy of this generation. It underlies everything in every field that's out there. So you don't have to major in computer science. You don't have to major in cybersecurity, though we would love you to.
Yes.
You have to take a course or two, though, to be literate in something that's going to be what you need to do in the future to make you successful in your career.
Boy, you guys have to be just thrilled at what's happening here with this whole department and in what you're doing.
We have so much growth in the area and so many ways that people can contribute. One of the most recent announcements made by the governor was that George Mason now has a cloud computing degree. And Germana implemented a cloud computing degree this past summer. So our students are going to be well prepared to move from Germana into a George Mason program and get terrific jobs with companies such as Amazon.
Well, this is just the kind of topic that, like you say, it's just continuing to grow and for Germana to be on the forefront again, it does speak to just the work, really the groundwork that Diana you've put forward over the last few years to make this happen.
Well, it's so much fun. I spent a week this summer at a boot camp to become a certified ethical hacker. And people say, what? How can you be a hacker and be called certified? Well, the key word there is ethical.
Yeah.
There are many companies that will hire people that know exactly how to break into their systems so that it can be a preventative measure to prevent the bad guy from doing it. White hat hackers versus black hat. Germana offers a course in that topic. So students who get through the preliminary security courses can then take our own certified ethical hacker based programming course, and it's taught by people who are top-notch military and personal protection people.
Again, if people are interested in finding out more and getting involved in this, what's the best way to do that?
I would go into the Germana website and look under programs, or we, as a center of excellence for the NSA and DHS, have a website called cybersecurity@germana.com as well, or germana.edu.
Before I let you go, Diana, since you're a wealth of information on all of this, just for the person in their home computing, what can they do best to protect their own computer and their computer systems at home?
The number one thing is to keep your software and computer updated. When you get that notification that there is a new update, go for it. Don't wait. Second thing,
passwords. Passwords are huge. So even the password on your home router, many people don't even think about changing the router password. And if you don't do that, then you've left your whole system for your home open to invasion.
Yeah, yeah. Good stuff. We'll continue this at another time. Sharon, it's great to meet you. Thank you for coming in. And Diana, thank you for what you do. And this is a great program. And again, just go to germana.edu and the whole cybersecurity front and what you're able to offer. It's great stuff.
We are thrilled to be able to offer that in our region.
You should be. Diana Merkel, Sharon McPherson, thank you. Thank you for what you do.